Welcome to the Inner Stoke Podcast. My name is Shane. This is my podcast. On today's episode, I had my good friend Nicole Madison, who is absolutely blowing up on social media right now, specifically TikTok. She's really found her area and is just, she's doing amazing. Her videos are getting so many views. She's building a business now. It's super inspiring. I wanted to have her on the show so you guys can capture a little bit of her light and see what she does and how she's so successful, and hopefully you guys can take home something from that. So I hope you enjoy the episode. I had an awesome time with it. I think it flowed very well, and I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
So basically, the reason for my podcast is not for myself, because I figured out that, like, I'm not always stoked. And I don't know if you know my story, but I was in San Diego, and I basically, my life completely 180'd, completely changed. I went from a miserable person to, like, all of a sudden, like, this, like, kind of happy person. And other people noticed it in me as well. And I think that's what really brought it out, was being around groups of people. People that, I guess, let my light shine, let me shine.
Yeah.
So I had, like, this idea. I've always wanted to do a podcast. So I had this, like, idea. I'm going to start this podcast. It's going to be the Inner Stoke Podcast. And it's going to inspire people to be stoked and this and that. And I had, like, this huge plan for it. And it turns out, like, I'm not always stoked.
Yeah.
And once COVID hit, it was, like, super hard to get guests. So it's been this absolute battle for me to do this podcast. So, like, having guests on is, like, probably going to be my main focus. And your light has been shining like crazy lately.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You've grown, like, well over 100k in, like, 2 months, was it?
Around 2 or 3.
Yeah,
it happened super fast.
You're killing it. You're just in this flow. So I basically just wanted to, like, capture this moment and, like, see how you're feeling and see what you're doing to keep up with it, because there's so many people out there that would, like you were, like, probably wanted to be where you were at last year. Like, you're an influencer now.
I would say where I mean it's not that I have, like, I haven't made it by any means, but I would say the audience that I'm reaching now, and I guess just the exposure that I'm getting now, is more so where I was wanting to be, like, 3 years ago. And I tried, like, we had talked about this.
So it's been a 3 year journey.
It has been. It's been a 3 year journey of, but mostly, I mean, there was, like, a year and a half that I was super, super focused on, like, putting out content. And it was, like, right, it was before Reels came out. It was before IGTV, I'm pretty sure.
Freaking hate Reels, man.
Yeah, me too. I hate them too. But I was basically doing the same thing that I'm doing now, but I was posting on my story. So my stories would be, like, 30 slides long.
Yes, I remember them.
Yes, like,
okay,
yeah,
now, and, okay, I remember.
And then I was like, this is annoying. I'm kind of an OCD person, and so I would see all of these slides or little tabs at the top of all my stories, and I'm like, this is obnoxious.
Yeah.
And I kind of just stopped doing it. And also, I went into, I guess, kind of a lower vibe, how you were like, it's hard to be stoked all the time. And I was going through this super high where I was just stoked on everything, and I wanted to share that with everyone. And then I kind of hit a low, and I was like, well, if I share about things now and I don't feel that way currently, I'm not being authentic, so I can't share it. So I stopped. And so I didn't really post anything for, I don't know, like, a year or two that are kind of along the same lines. I mean, I'm basically doing the same thing I was doing before, whereas before I was just doing, like, life, like, stoked on life. And now I'm, like, relationships is where I pivoted.
I'm kind of doing that right now with my TikTok career.
Yeah.
I kind of fell off of my stoked van life content.
Yeah.
And now it's just, like, some of it's a little depressing.
Some of your content?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've seen any of the depressing,
like,
stuff.
Some of them, it's me with Bucky. Because, like, I've been going through it for, like, the last 6 months, my ups and downs and stuff. So it really reflects in my content.
Yeah, but I think that's good, though, because then people can relate to you more. Because if you're just this super high all the time, people are like, well, I feel like shit. Am I allowed to cuss?
I'm, yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Because, yeah, because then you can't relate. And I remember when I was first putting out stuff, like, 3 years ago, I would have people say, I hope that I feel this way someday, but I don't. Mm-hmm. And so I would like this to be relatable, but it's not. And so I think that if you're just authentic, yeah. I hate that word because so many people use it. It's like, what's, I don't know what else.
You just gotta be authentic.
Authentic, be authentic, be real. But I just think you just have to be true to what's actually going on in your life. And if you are feeling like high highs or if you're feeling low lows, and you just need to be real with that because people appreciate the realness. So,
yeah. Yeah, I get sucked in your content.
Mine?
Yeah, kind of, it, like, brings you in.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, like, sitting in the car, you always have, like, a drink in your hand. Mm-hmm. At the end, you do, like, the sip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody commented on one of my things and were like, can you start calling these sip talks? And I was like, oh, I like that. I might steal that and turn it into some branding.
What the normal person doesn't understand is, like, once you figure out these little things that start working and start making it you, like, you keep doing them, and then it, like, you brand yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
There's this one guy that I follow, Brody, on Youngbloods, and every time he starts a fire, he goes, we got fire, baby! And
with
now,
everything.
Yeah, yeah, now he's got shirts that, we got fire, baby, that's and so people funny. Will say it to him, like, we got fire, baby! And, like,
love it.
Yeah, so, like, it's going to catch on with people. Like, they're going to know you as, like, you know, whatever you keep doing, keep doing. And, that one dude, the waiting for the exhale, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
The,
is that a TikTok
thing? Yeah, he's like a cartoon, like, he's like a Joker. He dresses up as the Joker. He puts a Joker's face on. Mm-mm. He has, like, chromed out teeth, and he does, like, the same thing every time.
I don't think I've seen him.
He, within a month, he grew up to 1 million followers.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
Because he figured out that these videos that he does go viral, so he kept doing the same exact video, the same exact song, in different locations.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and has over 1 million followers.
Well, because people get attached to things that they know, so I think that it's just a matter of figuring out what those things are, and if you enjoy them, and then just repeatedly doing it and seeing what works.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I've noticed, too, because with the whole drink thing, I didn't even notice that I was doing that. I didn't. And there was this,
that's awesome,
there was this guy that I became, like, TikTok friends with or whatever. And we would just, because he started growing his account about the same time, so we'll just either send videos back and forth or just banter about shit. And he...
Isn't it cool the friendships you make with other creators?
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
That are,
it's
like,
fun.
Coming up the same as you. You're like...
And you're like, we're doing this together. But yeah, we just talk about branding with each other, and I'll give him ideas and he'll give me ones, and he's like, why don't you make a water bottle or something that you could sell? And I was like, oh, and I was like, a water bottle for why? And he's all, well, because you always have a drink in your videos. And I was like, I do. And I literally went back, cause I didn't even realize that I was doing that. And then once he pointed it out, I was all, okay, I actually have to keep this up.
You need a logo. Do you have a logo?
No.
I need a logo.
Yeah. I should probably get on that. Well, I've been thinking about doing
simple
some kind of a merch situation where I could just do, like he mentioned, like a water bottle or a sticker, but I don't know what to put on it yet. So I've been thinking about it, but I don't know what that thing would be. So if you have any ideas that you want to ponder on,
absolutely,
get back to me.
See, my logo came to me from the girl who's designing my website.
Oh, okay.
So she was making these suggestions for me, and I'm like, I don't know, I can't draw, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll send you a few things, and she's like real computer.
She's like a graphic
stuff.
Designer
so,
or something.
So this.
Oh, that's you?
So that, yeah. So that's,
that's so cool.
Dogwood Conversions,
I
Bucky.
Like it. It's so simple.
Simple.
It's so simple.
Yeah. So that's now sweet. I can start selling merch and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, it's like all you need is just something simple.
Well, if you have any stickers, give one to me so I can... Oh, I don't have my laptop with me, but my laptop's like covered in
I got Interstoke stickers. Ones I'll give you.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got shirts, too. Mm-hmm. I always forget to give them to people. I'm like... It's so... Don't... I wanna say don't sell merch, but... No. It's like to send like 5 shirts, it's like it costs so much to send them. It's like not worth it. I'm making like $3 off these shirts here.
Are you going into a print shop and having them made and then bringing them home? Is that what you're doing?
I'm basically getting ink Ink whatever offline. I forget the name of the company, and they do all my shirts and all
do
my
do they
stuff.
Mail them for you?
Yeah,
and everything?
They send them
oh,
to
okay.
me.
I thought you were saying that.
They mail them to me, and then I mail them out. I'm not doing, like, drop shipping.
Okay, because I have done, not with this, but with other things. I opened an Etsy shop for a hot second, like, last Christmas, of just, like, random shit, just mugs and stuff that had, like, Christmas type theme with it. Anyway, so I sold, like, a few things, but I didn't touch anything.
I remember you selling shit.
No, I never said that I was, so I don't know.
I think you were putting them on your stories or something like that.
Maybe.
I think you found something that, like, you thought was a lot, and it, like, turned out it wasn't. Was that you?
I don't know.
Was that you?
I don't know. I don't think that I posted anything
about
it.
Were you thrifting?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about when I found a Beanie Baby? Is that what you're talking about?
I think so. You found something that you thought you, like, hit the jackpot.
Yeah, no, and I didn't. It turns out that it was a lie. I didn't know absolutely fucking nothing about flipping shit, and I should just stay in my lane. So, no, I had started some kind of, like, mug thing on Etsy, but I didn't touch any of it. Mm. I just designed it on their website, and then people would order, and they would put it together and ship it out. I didn't do anything with it. The only thing I did was create the Etsy shop.
Oh, wow.
I didn't touch anything.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, I wonder if that's easier.
It's way better because then it doesn't take any of your time.
Yeah, and I don't have to deal with any of that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly. There's nothing more annoying to me than having to ship things to people. Like,
I do write everybody's address down on the thing.
Yeah, see, I'm just too, like, I'm not a lazy person, but I am a lazy. I'm a lazy person with things that I don't want to do that I could delegate to other people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this feels like a waste of my time. Like, having a Poshmark store to sell all my clothes, I would rather just give them away because I don't want to take the time to take pictures of my clothes and post them, which is kind of lazy, but also I don't want to mail them.
How do you feel about your DMs? Do you answer all of them?
No.
Yeah. No, it's impossible.
No. Not even that, but so this is something that I actually just started doing. I met up with one of my friends who's here in town, and he's been a full-time content creator for, like, I don't know, 7 years or something like that. And I went and got a beer with him the other night, and he was all right, Nicole, you have over 100,000 followers now. What are you doing to monetize that? And I was like, well, I don't really know how to monetize it because I talk about relationships. How am I supposed to monetize that? And he was all, well, I've been reading through your comments and whatnot, and people just want to talk to you. And he was like, why don't you start something where people can book calls with you, like 30-minute calls, and just charge for them? And I was
like, 30 minutes in an hour.
Yeah. So I actually just put that together and launched it this week.
Hell yeah.
Do
you have it linked in your Instagram?
I have it on my Instagram and on my TikTok bio.
Like, book now?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have, like, book a call.
Cool. Yeah. How much do you charge?
So, oh my god. I think, well, right now I have it set up as a 15-minute call and a 30-minute call because I wanted to see how it goes first. Mm-hmm. So I think the 15-minute, I think I'm just charging $30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think for the 30, it was 50.
Cool.
I think.
There you go.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
More high.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do an hour for,
I thought about doing an hour, but I kind of just want to see how it goes first because an hour,
a lot of time.
It isn't a lot of time, but it is a lot of time.
But if you're making $100 an hour.
It's true.
Yeah.
So
I've been completely selling myself short on my consultation calls.
Have you?
Yeah. And as soon as I'm done doing this event that I'm doing, like, it's getting jacked up. I'm not doing half hour calls. I'm doing 1 hour for $100. Actually, I'm probably going to go up to $150.
Yeah, I think you could probably charge more than that.
Yeah, because, like, I had a woman call me the other day, or book a consultation 5 minutes out on like a regular day. I'm like, on an afternoon, I'm like, 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, let me drop everything I'm doing right now.
Oh my God.
So I go call her and she's like in this panic mode. I guess she has to live in this van. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to help you, ma'am. I'm like, I can't do favors. I'm like, I can recommend other builders in the Central Oregon area. She's not even in my state. So,
like,
and then she's asking me for the money back, and I'm just like,
you're like, I don't
know. I'm like, so I wasted all this time, and then I'm sitting
there. Did you give her the money back?
Of course I did.
Why? Because
she's in hard times.
Okay, so I understand. I understand that, but you're also a business.
She wouldn't have booked the call if it was $100 an hour.
Well, how much did she pay?
Or if it was $150 an hour. It was $45. So she was really looking for help. And she even said, she's like, I wanted to pay it mm-hmm. as like a good faith, you know, so you take me seriously. She's like, I'm in, I need help. And I was like, I understand. I was like, I just can't help you.
Yeah. You know. Well, it's nice of you to give the money back. Yeah. It is. But I mean, if you did that for everyone, you know, I mean, it's like, there's always going to be somebody that's going through something. And it's like, they're paying money for a service. Yeah. You gave her a service, whether she liked the end result or not. It still was your time that she was paying for, and then decided, actually, your time isn't worth this money because I didn't get exactly what I wanted.
Of course, but it was my fault putting it out there.
That's right.
It'd be like if a tattoo artist was like, you know, $50 tattoos, and then all of a sudden it's like a $200 tattoo. He's like, everyone's gonna be like, what the hell,
you know? Yeah. No.
So I need to change it.
Yeah, maybe you should also put on your website no refunds for calls, because I did that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, I put like on my website that I put up, I put a disclaimer. I'm like, I'm not a therapist.
Yeah.
I'm not a professional. I am strictly giving third party insight or perspective
to protect you.
Yeah. And I was like, so if that's what you're looking for, great. If you need a therapist and you like actually need some help, like find a therapist. But I'm like, but there are no refunds.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, I don't know.
You just stepped that up. All right, let's talk about the good stuff.
All right.
Let's dive into it.
Let's dive in.
I met you last year. Can we talk about that?
I don't care. Okay, was that last year?
Yeah, I think it was last year. Yeah,
it was almost 2 years ago.
It was last April.
Was it?
So it's been a year, April, May, June, July, August. It's been like almost a year and a half.
Oh, I thought it had been longer than that. Okay.
Yeah, so it was like beginning of COVID.
Okay.
My buddy had told me to sign up for a dating app. It was my first dating app.
Yeah.
And I matched with you, which honestly is like the best match ever. Because like you're beautiful girl. Like I'm just like, holy shit. Like my first, you know, first match is awesome. We got along great and ended up being friends. And then you introduced me to TikTok.
Yep.
And then
on that date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were just like basically like telling me the, like, what are you doing? You need to be on TikTok.
Yeah.
And
like, well, that's when it was first like rising.
Yeah. You showed me this video of you making pasta and you're like, it went viral and all this shit. And I'm like, holy shit. And I was at a real low in my life after that. And I kind of kept the TikTok going. But my content wasn't doing anything. And then I got to this point where, like, I don't know, I just felt like this fire lit within me. And I started really taking my videos seriously. I started putting text in them. I started putting voiceover on them. I started editing better. I started actually putting in the effort. And all of a sudden, I just started going viral and blowing up.
It's crazy when you actually try.
Yeah. And, like, I see you and you making the effort. And you blowing up, and, like, I just kind of want to get to the bottom of where it all came from, like, if you want to talk about relationships, breakups, trauma, anything, like, all that stuff.
Yeah, we can dive into that.
So just start from the beginning.
So I was born.
Anything you want to talk about.
I was born in a small town outside Seattle. I guess where the TikTok came from was I was seeing this guy for like 8 months or something, right? And it was one of those, it feels like we're in a relationship, but we're not, but we act like we are. Like it was, where the kids are calling it a situationship. Is that what they're calling it now?
I don't know.
I like feel so old because I can't keep up with terms at this point. So that ended in, I think, like, end of April, and just the way it went down reminded me of this relationship that I had been in my younger 20s. I had gotten married and, and divorced by 23, and the whole...
Whoa!
Wait, did you not know this?
No!
Oh, I thought that you would already know this. No. Oh, yeah. Hello, I'm a divorcee. I have to check the divorce box on taxes every year. So.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Wild stuff. But anyway, so I went through, that relationship was really traumatic for me, but also I was really young and I didn't have any experience on really what like a healthy relationship looked like. Mm-hmm. And that situation was so toxic and he was just so manipulative, whatever. But he was pretty young too. And so, I mean, hopefully he's a better person now, but anyway,
I'm sure he is.
This, I mean, we can fingers crossed. Right? So we fingers crossed for whoever the people he's with now. But, anyway, so this breakup happened in April and I all of a sudden started like analyzing all of the patterns that had like happened in this relationship. And I was like, holy shit, this is literally a replica of that relationship when I was in my younger 20s. And I was so mad at myself and I was just really depressed for like a month, like a solid month. I like couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't eat. Cause I was just like, how the fuck did I allow myself to get into another one of these situations? So I started journaling like every day. I got one of these notebooks that was like, I don't know, nobody can see this, but your notebook, it was probably like two or three times the size of this in thickness wise. Anyway, and I filled that in like a month because I constantly just started having this like stream of consciousness of just shit I was getting out of my body. And then after I filled that notebook up, I was like, all right, I'm done talking about the situation. And I just
That's literally letting it all go.
Yeah. And I just like, I literally filled up to the last page of this notebook and I was like, I'm done fucking talking about this. And I like never wrote about it again. But then, in my phone, in the notes app, I, again, after I like finished purging all of that emotion, all of a sudden I started having like stream of consciousness about just shit that I need to be looking for in relationships and who I need to show up as and whatever. And I was just writing the, I was jotting down notes in my phone and I had like no intention of doing anything with it. I was just like, I'm like, I need to get this out of my body. And then one day I was like, oh, I feel like I could make a TikTok on this because I don't know, I think it's a good message and maybe somebody else needs to hear it. And then it was, and then I just kind of slowly started posting videos because I was still pretty sad at this point, but I had come to a point of acceptance of that situation being what it was.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just started making videos of things that I wanted people to say to me or tell me or remind me of. But
realizations.
But like nobody was saying exactly what I needed to hear. And I was like, oh, I'm the only person that can do that. And I'm like, even though I feel so lonely, I need to figure out how to make myself feel better because it's nobody else's job to do that. So long story short, I just started making videos because I was like, these will help me when I'm feeling sad. I can go back and watch them when I need to hear whatever that particular message was. And then they just started blowing the fuck up. And I was, and I was like, oh, okay, so apparently I'm not the only one who needs to hear this. And then all of a sudden I started having people like being like, thank you so much, like I've been going through such a hard time and like this literally saved me. And I was like, damn, okay, I gotta keep making these because they're helping people.
Everything you're saying is like people, they don't know how to process yet, they're not at that level.
And it's not like I know any better than anyone else. I just start having this weird information flow through me that's like I like on a subconscious level knew, but just wasn't.
Yeah, but you allowed it.
Yeah.
And then you've made an, now you're sharing it with other people. Like that's, I think we get to a point where like, we can only fill our cups so much. And then we start, we're like, to really help ourselves is filling other people's cups.
Totally. And that's, that's kind of how I feel. And I'm kind of how it started 3 years ago when I was making videos is I was learning all this new information just about life, I guess. And I was like, this is so exciting, I want to share it with other people. So I guess that's also a part of me with healing from this situation was just sharing this stuff that I knew would help people because it helped me. So I guess, and then it just blew up and then I hit 100K in 2 months and I was like, oh my God, well now I'm committed to this and people are relying on me, so I have to keep it going. So so that's where we're at currently.
We'll just pick up where we left off. Me and Nicole just got, I wouldn't say interrupted, but our flow got
taken away. That's okay.
Yeah.
I again forgot what we were talking about, so.
How you just hit 100K.
That's right.
And before this, I wasn't recording this on video, mm-hmm. and Nicole, being a creator, had given me a suggestion to record this and put it on my TikTok. It's just creators helping other creators.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's like major with growing is mm-hmm. connecting and networking with other people.
I'm going to interrupt you because as we're sitting here talking about this, I came up with another idea,
yeah.
which maybe you wouldn't want to do because it's more effort. But, I was just going to say, yeah, like putting the clips on your TikTok to promote it. But then if you got a podcast TikTok that was separate and you did more long form on that one, because you know how TikTok, you can do up to 3 minutes now.
Yeah.
So if like on yours, you did like a quick 15-second clip of just something that would snag someone's attention.
Yeah.
And then maybe you get an inner stoke TikTok and either post 1 minute or 3 minute. And then you're like,
mm-hmm.
listen to the rest of this on Apple, Spotify. I don't know. Just an idea. If you wanted to promote.
No, absolutely. More. See, like these are things that I don't know. Like,
sometimes it's just hard to think of stuff on your own, you know?
Like, my website designer, she was linking all of my podcast episodes to my website. Like, I didn't think about that all.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I just got, like, all this stuff going on, and, like, I don't know how to manage all of it, really. And, I mean, same thing goes with the van builds. Like, I am completely overwhelmed. And, like, it's getting to the point now where I have to start bringing in other people or mm-hmm. asking other people for advice, whether I need a life coach or something, because like I'm just getting so overwhelmed. I can't keep up with content. I don't feel like posting anymore. It's just because my energy is just being used up in so many other areas.
Well, have you ever pondered getting like an assistant or something?
I thought about it, but then I was like, how, you know,
but I mean, it's not like you would, because most people are not going to need a full-time assistant. If you just had somebody help you with random tasks,
yeah,
I don't know, 4 or 5 hours a week, because if somebody actually buckled down and did it, it's not like helping you out with the shit you need help with probably wouldn't be more than 5 or 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
And then it would just alleviate a little bit of shit off of your plate.
I neglect a lot of my followers too because of it. I don't answer questions. I don't respond to people.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you hire an assistant to run like your DMs that are business related? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because businesses do that. That's why they hire social media managers. Yeah.
Then who would I? Can I trust her?
Well, I mean, obviously, you would have to interview people.
give her my password about my stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. You have to trust somebody, but screening process. But so many businesses hire social media managers.
Yeah,
like, it's not like a weird thing.
I know.
I don't know, mm-hmm. but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, my buddy runs Van Life Diaries and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can talk to him about it.
Something to think about.
Yeah. See, it's just
an idea.
Just a creator helping a creator.
Just an idea.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm drinking this water now. I had
Your drink thing.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I am doing my branding right now. The way I think I do like a...
Can we talk about relationships? That was one thing that I really wanted to talk about with you.
What do you want to talk about with them? Or about them?
I saw the video that you made where... some producer or something called you to be on a show about narcissists, and I was like, oh, she has experience with narcissists. I was like, I too have experience with narcissists.
Oh my god. Yay.
I mean, not that we have to actually talk about narcissism and that sort of thing, but like,
it's like a whole other realm.
Yeah. We haven't had a conversation on anything, but I like hung out with a girl recently, and like I didn't have any expectations about it. I didn't have like, I was just like, you know what, I was like, she's a person, I'm a person,
mm-hmm.
we're just gonna go experience and have fun together. And like, I just kind of like opened myself up to it, which typically I don't do. I go into something with like, I'm not settling for this, and I have, like, all these things.
Expectations.
Like, all these boxes you gotta check, and it's, like, so unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just at, like, this, like, point in my life where I guess it's, I don't know if it's maturity or not. I don't know what it is, but I'm just, like, accepting it and allowing it to flow. Mm-hmm. And whatever happens, like, I have zero expectations about it. I just have this person that I was hanging out with. And whatever happens, happens. And I think, like, that makes life so much easier. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think if you go into it with, like, an end goal. Like, obviously, a lot of people are dating because they want to get married and they want to meet their person. And, like, that's fine. But if you put those expectations on a person as soon as you're meeting them, you've known them for 30 seconds, and you're like, this could be my husband, so I need to interview him. And it's like, dude, that, like, you're going to let yourself down so much more because you're going to go through this interview process with all of these people who are not going to meet 100 of your requirements or whatever. And it's just, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to put on. It's good to have morals and values and to make sure that people align with those. But I was listening to something the other day. I can't remember who it was, but somebody was just talking about how back in the day, people were like, when they got married, they were expected to be, your best friend, like your, like the best sex of your life, somebody you can trust. And it's just like your chef, your the parent. And it's just like all these things in one person. And it's like, this is just a person. You can't put this entirely on one person. So yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, expectations.
And think like, yeah, not like wanting them to be a part, I hope I'm saying this correct, of every aspect of your life, to have like your own things going on, your own life, your world just doesn't get absorbed into theirs, or you guys aren't doing the exact same thing. Like if you're a professional surfer and they're a professional surfer, like I can see that kind of getting clouded over time. Like you kind of need your own thing.
I think it's important to have your own stuff going on, because I've been in those situations where they have way more going on than I do. This is more so like when I was younger, and I was like, oh, I just like them so much, I want to be with them all the time. And then you completely lose yourself in that person. That's what I'm saying. And then obviously it's bound to go wrong because people want people who have shit going on. And if you don't have your own stuff going on, it doesn't make you look as shitty as it is to say, it doesn't make you look as valuable to another person because most people want people. Yeah. So I don't know. It's hard to do that though, because when you really care about someone, like you want to spend so much time with them.
I get so distracted. Like if I know that like I'm going on a date, like this isn't now, like that's why I'm so surprised. But like prior, like if I'm say I'm going out on a date with a girl and it's at 5 o'clock at night, the whole day, I won't eat.
Oh my God, I do that too.
Do you really?
Not as much, as much now, but
I won't even realize. Before. I will just be thinking, wheels will be spinning, I'll, you know, be trying to shave, look good, like make everything nice, get my outfit, like have everything planned, then all of a sudden I realize I'm not taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything all day. And I'm like, okay, let me try to get like some work done or something like that. And I can't even do it. I just get so absorbed in.
I think it's kind of just, like, an anxiety thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I tend to be more of an anxious person. Mm-hmm. And so, if I have something that's a little bit more out of my element than what normally would go on in my day, then, yeah, then I'm kind of just like, or I'm like,
I get so keen on making everything perfect. I remember this one specific event. I had gotten back together with my ex. And we'd always talk about going to, like, Broadway play in New York. So I was like, oh, I'm going to take her to Broadway. It's going to be perfect, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, we hit traffic because it's New York City. So we're late as hell. And I just let it ruin my whole night. I was like, why does everything have to happen like this? Like, I just, like... And I think now I'm at, like, the point where, like, I just, like, flow in life. And I think it'll... With my dating life... Not that I'm even dating, but I think that is going to transfer over and hopefully eventually find a healthy relationship.
Yeah. I think, well, what it sounds like to me is just a matter of having more standards for yourself and, like, creating boundaries for yourself and not allowing things to disrupt that.
Not ignoring the red flags.
Yeah, yeah,
and letting
yeah.
them go on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, communication, for sure. I definitely a huge problem of mine.
Mm-hmm.
When something bothers me, I tend to just want to please everybody and mm-hmm. not make a big deal about it. Like, you could ask my landlord. I'm just mm-hmm. like, yeah, I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
But, like, deep down, like, I do care about
it. You're like, I do care. Yeah. I just don't want conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Well,
exactly.
There's... I feel like this is a book, maybe. I don't know. But there's different conflict styles that people have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone deals with conflict differently. People are either, like, really aggressive, they people please, or they run away, right?
Yeah.
And I have not had the opportunity to do this yet because it's something I learned, like, more recently in the last year. But, when you're in those, or before you go into those conflicting situations, when you're seeing someone, just having those open conversations and being like, weird question, or not really weird, but what is your conflict style?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you communicate
mm-hmm.
when you're angry? Just
yeah.
so that I can better understand where you're coming from, because when you, because this is my, like, arguing style, and when
yeah.
you do this, it makes me feel this
yeah.
way. And it's like, those talks are so uncomfortable and unsexy, and
yeah.
like, they feel weird to have, but it's like something so necessary.
Scary,
if you yeah scary
because I'm afraid of sounding needy,
yeah, because it makes
yeah.
you vulnerable
mm-hmm.
and people, like, being vulnerable is really fucking scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary. So I don't know, that's something to think about.
Yeah,
something I need to work on is being a better communicator with people and, like, really saying what I want out
mm-hmm.
of situations, or, like, what I expect from a person. I feel like I'm getting a lot better about that, like, in the last, since that situation happened in April, I've just, all around with people, I've been, like, really trying to work on my communication
mm-hmm.
skills, like, with my family, my friends, people I've been, like, going on dates with and stuff. I'm like, these are my expectations, these are my boundaries, like, if they don't work for you, that's okay,
yeah.
you just, you're not the person for me, so
yeah.
carry on.
Do you go in with expectations?
I would say I used to, but I'm really trying not to
mm-hmm.
anymore. I'm really trying to just be like, this is a person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging out with them. Yeah, because I think if you go into it with a ton of pressure, it makes it way more intimidating,
mm-hmm.
and then you get hurt easier. So if you go into it with a, I'm going to see if I even enjoy this person as a person,
mm-hmm.
and see where that goes. And if I do, great. Okay, I'll hang out with them again.
Yeah.
And I have just been really in this observation mode when dating people. I'm just, like, really trying to observe, because I'm like, I don't want to get myself into another situation like before in, like,
yeah.
my marriage, where it's just really toxic. I'm just not, I'm too fucking old for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time for that shit anymore. So
yeah,
we just have to learn how to communicate better.
I'm extremely introverted, so that is like a big challenge of
yeah.
mine, especially, like, spending time with someone, like
mm-hmm.
you know, say spending the night.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, a challenge of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It always has been. And I feel almost selfish.
For, like, not wanting to do a sleepover or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah.
like, sleep is, like, really important to me. And, like, I don't sleep well next to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even sleep well next to my dog. Like,
yeah.
I push her on the other
mm-hmm.
side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
But, just allowing people into my space
mm-hmm.
and being okay with it is, like, super challenging to
yeah.
me. But, like, I've realized lately that I have been getting better, because I have been communicating better with
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
saying, like, okay, I'm starting to feel a little bit anxious now,
yeah.
like, and then maybe go for a walk or something like that, you know?
Yeah, and if you just communicate to whoever it
yeah.
is,
rather than getting annoyed and then it blowing up later in, like, a fight or something.
Well, and if you're just like, I'm just so comfortable with being by myself that it's just taking all, like, it's just, I'm getting used to another person being around, so
mm-hmm.
like, if I seem, like, agitated,
yeah.
it's not you, it's me trying to, like, navigate the space
yeah.
that is, like, new for me.
Uh-huh.
And then I think if you word it in, like, a very disarming way like that, where it's like, it's
yeah.
like an, it's like a more
but
intelligent way of saying, it's not you, it's me.
But then finding somebody that recognizes that though,
yeah.
and not
yeah.
even you not even have to say anything.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, that takes time though.
Yeah.
That's
kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's kind of where I was getting.
Yeah.
So I think that has been a big part of me opening up, is like, 'cause I give them space and they give me space mm-hmm. back. It's like mutual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's good. It's healthy.
Yeah. Super mm-hmm. healthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird. At least for me, it's been weird meeting people who are healthy people uh-huh. because I have now been so used to these, whether the people are toxic or just the two of us together just was not good and it yeah. was not a good match. And it's weird meeting people who are emotionally intelligent and mm-hmm. you're like, this is how I'm feeling. And instead of having them make you feel stupid or yeah. them getting mad or offended, they're like, oh, that's okay. Thanks for communicating that. And you're like, what?
Yeah. Because I feel like we don't have like agendas other than like becoming the best people that we can be
yeah.
and building our characters uh-huh. and not being toxic. I don't like yeah. that word toxic.
I mean, it's hard not to use yeah. though because there is a lot of toxic relationships out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, imagine yours continued. Yours at such a young age and like your marriage, like mm-hmm. a lot of people continue.
Yeah.
They bite the bullet and they just deal with it, whether it's like religion, stuff like mm-hmm. that. And my big message is always don't settle. Don't settle yeah. for anything less than what you really want. If mm-hmm. those red flags are coming up, you need to let that known and get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good too to like, to have standards, to not settle, but to also know when you're being overly critical, because I think that now, especially with dating apps and social mm-hmm. media, like, it's so easy to be like, well, they're not doing this for me, and I just have higher standards, and I'm not settling, so on to the next. And it's like, people, it's like, it's good, it's great to not settle and to have standards, but also, especially now, people need to learn how to
process why they got into that situation.
Process things and just fucking communicate. Yeah. Because if people just communicated better, things would work out better. Yeah. And, like, everyone has their shit. You're never going to find a person who's, like, going to meet your needs in 100% of the capacity that you need them to. Because that's not fair to put on anyone. Mm-hmm. And I think the quicker that people realize that, like, the less disappointed they'll be.
That's honestly my opinion why it's so hard to date after getting out of a relationship, because you meet people that like do show you things that the prior relationship didn't,
mm-hmm.
but then stuff that they don't check the boxes that your other so then you compare and mm-hmm. you're like, well, you know, my ex is a piece of shit. Like, I hate to, I'm just saying in general, but why can't you be more like them? Mm-hmm. Like, and then you start making comparisons and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's hard not to do.
Yeah.
Especially if, well, because I think people are just, they get comfortable with somebody, whether that person mm-hmm. was a right match for them or not. And then, like, there always are things that you enjoy about a person, whether they're good to you or not. Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't stay with them.
Because, like, what if you were with someone that just gave you, like, the best foot rubs ever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the best.
And then the next person was, like,
terrible at foot
rubs. I hate
feet. Yeah. Just terrible. Yeah. And then, like, but they check all the boxes in all the other areas.
Yeah.
But you have that in the back of your head. You're like, well, I'm never going to get a foot massage like that again.
Okay. Well, I have something that could help that person out. Go get a fucking pedicure. They massage your feet. I'm just saying.
So what is your current relationship status?
I would say I'm single, but I'm dating.
Dating?
Yeah.
Are you on online dating and stuff?
No, I can't say that I am. I will, like, get bored
mm-hmm.
and then download them for, like, a week. And then I'm like, I hate these. Yeah. And then I delete them again. Damn. I have a really hard time having small talk with strangers on the internet that mm-hmm. I have no rapport with whatsoever. And I don't know how to vibe with them. Yeah. I'm way more of a in-person person.
Organic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have them, but I don't use them.
So do you have a vision in your head of meeting someone organically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
See, I do too.
Yeah.
You know, so many scenarios running through my head. I think that comes from, like, movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
But I wouldn't be opposed to, I mean, I've talked about it before, like, how I was against online dating and how I want to have an organic relationship. And
mm-hmm.
just because I'm so bad at texting and communicating, I don't sound how I typically do.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does, though.
Yeah. And it's always been an issue with, and I get so mad. I'm like, why are we fighting over text? Like, what are we doing? Like, just talk. We could settle this in, like, five words, like, literally. And,
Well, I think, I mean, I think that people should just do what works for them. I mean, online dating works for you. Great. I just personally hate it. But, I mean, I've known people who've met and married people from dating apps. And, like, good for them. It's just not for me.
Super complicated just meeting people organically nowadays, especially with COVID. You can't even see their face.
It's super annoying.
But... like, if we were complete strangers and we passed each other in the supermarket and we were both wearing masks, like, we wouldn't even be able to tell, like... You could have a Pinocchio nose. I could have a Pinocchio nose. I could have lips. I could have massive teeth. Like, you don't know what's going on under there.
That's why they call it mask fishing.
Mask fishing?
Have you not heard that?
No.
It's like catfishing, but with a mask. Because there's... I've had that happen where I'm, like, see a person I think is really attractive.
Yeah.
And then I'm out... I walk outside around the same time as them. They take it off, and I'm like, walk the other way.
And I mean... I hate to say, like... base it off of attraction, but I think attraction is probably...
that's where it starts.
Yeah, that's like the most important thing, whether you want to admit it or not.
Yeah.
If you're not attracted to the person, it's not going to work out.
Well, and I mean, obviously there's those situations where you can get to know somebody and be attracted to them, but somebody you don't know, it's a stranger in the street, you're going to go based off their looks.
Yeah.
It's just, or the way they carry themselves. Yeah. That's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've... been in a relationship where now that I'm out of it, now I could admit it, I wasn't crazy about her looks. And
I think that's fine.
But I was extremely attracted to her personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it just eventually didn't work out in the end. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Different people have different things that are important to them, but attraction is definitely...
it's not like it's the most important
to me,
important. But like I can't pretend. I can't fake it anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't just go based off of personality. Like, I have to be sexually attracted to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. And especially, like, because, like, I like to stay fit. I like to stay, you know, active and stuff. And it's like...
I get you. What?
Yeah, it's like... yeah. I'm gonna wanna have a partner that is sexually attracted to me and I'm sexually attracted to them.
Yeah. Well, sure. And not that people can control their face and what their face looks like, but people who, I am not, me personally, I'm not attracted to people who aren't in shape, because for me, that shows me that they don't care about themselves enough to take care of their body. So I'm like, what does their brain look like?
Yeah, true.
And what does their emotional capacity look like? If they can't take care of, like, the vessel that's carrying them around for 80 years, I'm like, anyway.
Yeah, see, I went through a phase where I was like, I just didn't care about my body or what it looked like. I was just like, she's gonna love me for me.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you just get to a point in your life where, like, you realize that, like, staying active and staying fit makes your chemistry different, makes you happier, and just overall it makes you healthier, makes everyone else around you healthier, inspires other people too.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think, when, I mean, when you're active, it just makes you, a happier, healthier person. Mm-hmm. At least for me, it does. So,
not losing yourself in a relationship, taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard things to do, but... not impossible if you work at it. So,
I think that's it.
Yeah,
it's pretty much everything we're gonna cover. I definitely want to do a part two with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I want to get that flow again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Into it.
I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's nice connecting and getting a female perspective on things, because, like, I'm a male. Obviously, I go to other males for advice, and sometimes it's, you know, masculine energy when the feminine energy is needed, so it's nice.
It makes everything well-rounded, doesn't it?
Balance.
Otherwise, everything would be off-balance, so.
Feel that.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Where can they find you?
So I don't, like, have a big following on Instagram or anything. But if you are interested in seeing behind the scenes of just what I do every day, my Instagram is It's Nicole Madison. My last name is spelled really weird. It's M-A-T-T-E-S-O-N. And TikTok is the exact same thing. And, yeah, over there I just talk about breakups, relationships.
Do you link your IG to your TikTok?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So my Instagram is linked. So yeah. If you just find me on TikTok.
So you're going to start growing on Instagram from your TikTok?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, one of my videos that went viral, I got, like, 1,000 followers on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, you're, cool. Yeah, you'll see.
I have noticed my Instagram growing, like, a little bit, but, like, I don't post... My Instagram and my TikTok are not the same.
Yeah.
So...
Neither
yeah.
am I.
Well, I mean, kind of, though. You still have, like... Well, yeah. Yours is van on both sides. Mm-hmm. Mine is... Instagram is just, I post whatever the hell I feel like posting, yeah. and I don't care. And TikTok is a very, like, curated... one-dimensional, I only talk about one thing.
See, mine's the opposite.
Yeah.
TikTok is, like, where I'll post wherever the, like...
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck I want, I'll talk about whatever I want.
But that's because you figured out that works for you. That's your formula. I've noticed that if I post anything other...
Yeah.
Anything other than, like, specifically tailored relationship, quote-unquote, advice or breakup advice, I get, like, no views.
Yeah.
As soon as I post something that has anything to do with relationships mm-hmm. and, like, a little bit of perspective on it, boom, I have 500,000, 700,000 views. I'm like, what the hell? It's so annoying. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just post
I posted that. a motivational thing the other night with, like, my shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
I lost, like, hundreds of followers.
Did you really?
Because they're following me for van life content, and all of a sudden it's like, what the fuck is this? This guy's got his shirt off, and like
put your clothes on.
Yeah, like, I'm not following this. And,
that's really funny.
But, like, I don't care, because, like, I already got to the point where I wanted to get to, and now I'm at the point where I just want to share other people on my platform.
Yeah.
Like, give other people, like, here's my space.
Mm-hmm.
Use it to connect to others. I want all of my listeners to be able to connect with you.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that's, like, going through relationship shit, it's mm-hmm. just, like, boom, boom, boom. Like, you're hitting all those areas. Like, now they have you.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's, like, the best gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where I was going all along with my podcast, and then I kind of got lost, and it got kind of about me.
Yeah, but I think that was just this last year, though. Everyone was, like, so internally just the chaos.
Me. And now I'm just at the point where I have the opportunity to grow a business, grow the podcast, have other people expand themselves and reach other levels. And, like, maybe potentially one day, like, employ people and, like, employ families and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a bigger picture than just me and... feeding myself and my plate and stuff.
Well, it has to start somewhere, though.
Yeah. And so. maybe, like, if I focus on that message, because I've realized that's what it's all about now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll start getting better and growing.
Yeah.
I'm stagnant right now.
I would not say that you're stagnant in any way, but if you say so. I'm like, you literally, when I met you, you didn't have a job. Now you have your own business.
Oh, man.
So
almost jobless.
So I don't know who you're comparing yourself to, but you should.
Is that how you saw me?
Huh?
Is that how you saw me?
Well, you told me that. You're like, I quit my job. I'm traveling in my van.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Quit my job. Sold my house. I'm in my van traveling.
It does look bad now that I look at it. Yeah.
I mean, but honestly, who cares, though?
You're going on a date with a guy that lives in a van that has no job.
Yeah, but
that's why I never got the second date.
I don't remember what happened, because I thought this was 2 years ago. It turns out it was last year. A lot of shit has happened in the last year and a half.
I quit my job. I was, like, in self-discovery mode, like, trying to find myself.
That's where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you have.
Yeah. I mean, I have. I think I'm at the tail end of it right now, but, yeah, because I quit my job in April, and I've...
You're just all
been
in.
Doing my fucking thing, and it's been awesome. And yeah, it's been good, because I gave myself the space to, like, deal with whatever I need to deal with from that quote-unquote breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then I started making videos. Yeah, so it's like, it's been a lot of, like, me time, but it's been really good me time.
Yeah.
Because it's been a lot of self-reflection and, like, figuring out my own demons and, like, where I can work on and, like, what I'm going to tolerate, what I'm not. Anyway, yeah. So
did you get to, well, we're gonna end it right after this, but did you get to a point, like, I'm curious, because I got to this point where I had to just look myself in the mirror and say, because of all the repeating patterns and everything, maybe it's not them, maybe it is me.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
And when I started taking responsibility for myself is when...
Yeah. I mean, if there's a pattern...
Yeah.
It's you.
It's you.
It's you.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's these, like, one-off situations that you get into, and people treat you like shit, and obviously, it's not your fault how somebody treats you, but if you decide to keep putting yourself in the same scenarios and the same situations, it's like something internal that you need to figure it out. And it's not that it's okay that people are treating you that way, but you are also allowing them to. Mm-hmm. And so you need to figure out, why am I allowing this? Like, what has happened to me that I like think that this is okay and that I have to tolerate this because I actually don't. So anyway,
I just wanted you to end on a flow like that.
Oh, we did it. Anyway, so you can book a call with me if you want.
Book a call with Nicole. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
And part two is coming up.
Part two. All right. Bye.